Oklahoma lawmakers have struggled for months to agree on a formula to patch a nearly $900 million budget hole and sign off on a plan that funds state agencies. To help pay for the budget plan, lawmakers are considering ways to get more money from taxes on oil and gas production. This is a controversial option that has divided politicians and one of the state's biggest industries. To explain why, Oklahoma Public Media Exchange reporter Emily Windler talked to State Impact reporter Joe Wirtz.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Emily. How are you doing?
I'm tired because it's been crazy at the Capitol for the past couple weeks.
Just wild.
Yeah, and a lot of this craziness is focusing on the oil and gas industry. I've seen educators, all kinds of people up there, calling on lawmakers to squeeze more money out of these energy companies.
That's right, and the oil industry has responded in force. Energy companies have parked giant oil field trucks and equipment at the Capitol. They bust in hundreds of employees to push lawmakers, telling them, look, we're paying enough.
They're saying now is not the time. With oil sliding down and at $45 a barrel, you can go talk to the 3,000 people that got laid off from Devon and Sandridge and find different answers.
All right, I keep hearing this gross production tax. What is it?
Gross production taxes are taxes levied on oil and gas that comes out of the ground in Oklahoma. Right now, that gross production tax rate is 7%. That's what's on the books. Many companies aren't paying that, though. That's because the state has all these discounts and incentives that brings that rate down for a period of time. So some are paying like 2% for 3 years. Others are paying like 1% for 4 years. And throughout the session, lawmakers in both parties have discussed various ways to change the terms of the discount, right? So who's eligible for the discount, the discounted rate that they might pay, the time period that they might pay this rate. And they want to do that without changing the actual rate.
So nobody's talking about changing the 7% rate that's on the books. They're talking about changing these different incentives.
Exactly. And Republicans seem to be getting behind a bill that focuses on that small number that are paying that 1%, right? Those are the ones getting this really generous tax discount. Under the plan, those 1% wells would pay 4% until July of 2019. After that, they would pay that 7%.
And Republicans are saying this is going to bring in about $95 million.
Right.
$75 million would go to the General Revenue Fund. So is this considered a tax increase?
So that is the tricky part. In the 90s, Oklahoma voters approved this ballot question that requires lawmakers to get a supermajority vote, three quarters, if they're going to sign off on any revenue-raising bill. And the Republican-led House does not have that 76 votes. Conservatives in their party are just a hard no on raising taxes. Some are supportive of the oil industry.
Yeah, and Democrats aren't going to vote for oil and gas taxes unless Republicans agree on other legislation.
That's right. So here's Minority Leader Scott Inman. He's pretty much cast Republicans as tools of the oil and gas industry.
There's a very good likelihood that one or several of them get struck down as unconstitutional, which would then force us into a special session.
Republicans, for their part, say Democrats have smothered this whole process and forced them to get creative.
So because the Democrats won't help them get their 76 votes, they're having to find other ways to get these bills passed.
Yeah, that's right. So it all depends on that word revenue raising, right? Traditionally, that means a tax increase. Republicans are arguing that they're not raising that tax rate. Remember, they're just tweaking the incentives, tweaking the discounts. And because they're just doing these tweaks, they only need a simple majority. They only need 51 votes and not 76.
So is that true?
Yeah, so nobody knows. Democrats have driven home these questions about whether or not it's constitutional. Other Republicans have questioned it too.
Okay. Sounds tricky. But not all oil companies are fighting against increasing this gross production tax rate. Some are even calling for the tax to be raised.
That's right. There's a lot of different types of oil companies in Oklahoma. Big ones, small ones, private, public. Everybody pretty much agrees that gross production taxes are not the single biggest factor. The most important thing to oil and gas companies is where the oil and gas is and how they can get it out.
But Republicans are really stuck on keeping this rate low because does having a low tax rate bring drilling in?
Yeah, so that depends on who you ask. Many companies and industry groups say, look, we support tens of thousands of workers. These workers pay all sorts of taxes. The companies pay other taxes. And having a low oil and gas tax rate in Oklahoma makes up for other taxes that Oklahoma has that other states just don't have. Other states like Texas.
Got it. Okay. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. You can find more at stateimpact.npr.org.